We had an incredible Gemara in Daf Yomi today. The Gemara was talking about the prohibition to engage in medicinal healing. On a very simple level, the rabbis legislated that you can't take certain types of medication or engage in certain types of medicinal healing on Shabbos, lest you come to go ahead and transgress other malachas, other prohibited forms of labor on Shabbos. So the Gemara discusses that, let's say a person has a pain in their body, so sometimes the way they would go ahead and treat aches and pains was with oil, smearing oil on your body, right? Olive oil. So the Gemara says, okay, Mishnah says you can use oil, but you can't use rose oil. Why can't you use rose oil? Because rose oil was only used by royalty. Royalty was very expensive, very rare. So you can't use rose, because if a regular person was using rose oil, then that's clear that they're using it for medicinal purposes on Shabbos, and you can't do it. The Mishnah then records the view of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're allowed to use rose oil. Why? Because Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim heim. Every Jew is royalty. Every Jew is royalty. There's a beautiful story that's told about the Maggid of Mezrich. Mezrich Maggid, when he was a young boy, a fire broke out in his home. And Baruch Hashem, the members of the family got out of the house very quickly. And he's standing outside next to his mother. He's a little boy standing outside next to his mother. And he sees his mother is crying. And he says, Mama, Mama, why are you crying? And before she could answer, he's such a little boy, but so stupid. He says, if you're crying over our belongings, they're just material goods. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them to us before, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could replace them, so why are you crying? To which the mother said, I'm not crying over our belongings. Or I should say, I'm only crying over one belonging. We had a family tree that traced our family all the way back to King David, to David HaMelech. And I don't know that I'll ever be able to recreate that. The young Mezrich Maggid takes his mother's hand and says, Mama, don't cry. I promise from me, we will begin to write a brand new family tree. And when the Mezrich Maggid got older, he said, the worst sin that a Jew commits is that he forgets that he is a Ben Melech. We forget that we are B'nai Malachim. We forget that we are royalty. So many times in life, we go through life thinking that we're ordinary. We think that we're regular. And this has ramifications in so many different ways. So I'll commit this Aveira because at the end of the day, what's the big deal? I'll commit this Aveira because, hey, I'm just a regular guy. Or I won't push myself to accomplish something because, hey, I'm just ordinary. And writes the Mezrich Maggid, we forget the statement in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says, Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim heim. Every single Jew is royalty. Every single Jew is great. We forget the words of a precious little Maggid of Mezrich, who was a little boy saying to his mother, Mama, don't cry. They'll write a new family tree from me. We forget that we're royalty. We often think that the greatest sin that we commit is something we eat or something we do or something we look at or something this. No. The greatest avera we commit is that we forget that we are special. We forget that we are royalty. We forget that we are B'nai Malachim. Because the moment that you forget that you're special is the moment you open the door towards all kinds of negative and disastrous life behaviors and activity. The Maggid said that he could write the new family tree starting from him. And indeed, he did. May we be zocha to remember that each of us in our own way has the ability to be the beginning of beautiful dynasties of spirituality and magnificent holy accomplishment. If only we remember that we are indeed B'nai Malachim, that we are each royal in our own beautiful and spiritually significant ways. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.